Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the wheel of guest hosts landed on Beto Duran today.
Look who it landed on. What's up, Beto Duran?
Jackpot, baby, jackpot.
It was eventually going to happen. Have we worked together on a show?
No.
I didn't think so.
First time.
We did once, but it wasn't memorable.
Did you?
Yeah, you know what?
Did you earn this spot with your home run? Is that what? Because remember when he hit it, Mace, you said, all right, now you're welcome to back in the the family.
He signed a contract at home plate.
What do you mean? Right, home plate.
After I hit the home run, because you told me, hit the home run, I don't want to be the hero thing.
That's right.
Because you were such a nice guy.
I am.
I went up to Mason, and Amanda tried to interview me on the field. I said, no, this is Mace's moment right here. Let Team Mace, and I let him have the interview.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, I said, okay, now I'll do your show.
Right.
So it's your choice.
No, he is agreed to do it. Exactly.
1 o'clock ruins tea times.
It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah. Well, you're not a morning, you're not a dewdropper.
Oh, I am. Yeah. 6 a.m. is great, but then afterwards, a couple cocktails. Yeah. 4 o'clock is great.
I'm not hearing anything that's bad, but
no, how much golfing do you do?
A lot.
Yeah.
Do you?
Why not? Three, four times a week?
Three, four.
No kidding.
I got nothing else to do. Might as well.
He's going
to
roll in at noon, just 3 cocktails deep.
No, that's why.
Let's 4 o'clock. Got grass stuck in his hair.
4 o'clock is perfect because then you can take the afternoon nap, take a shower,
recharge. You get
the
siesta, you get the golf, you get the siesta, you're good.
I noticed you were live streaming when we first came on. I saw you do the little thing.
Live stream.
Whatever it is.
IG story.
What are you doing?
I took a picture for Instagram.
Same thing. It's all the same to me. Why when you got to me in the background, you decided to
12:45?
I don't know what it is. It's just you had your phone up here taking pictures.
I posted on Instagram the story that, hey, I'm on the radio from 1 to 4 today.
Okay.
If you don't promote yourself, nobody else will.
That's probably true. That's probably true. So, what'd you think?
Of what?
Better Call Saul. We talk about it all the time.
How much is he going to let out?
None of it. Mason's a professional.
We're all in this weird position.
None of it.
Where we want to talk about it, but we can't talk about it.
Here's what it is. The internet, the critics, universally, they thought they did a great job closing it up.
Good. Okay? I haven't read any of the reviews. Okay.
They were almost...
Twitter loved it. I haven't watched the season, but Twitter loved it.
Okay. Emily loved it.
Yep.
Al loved it. I liked it. I liked it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It was because I thought the ending.
Right.
No, you don't love anything. No, that's not true. The ending.
I listen to the show. Whenever it comes to something, you're like,
The ending to Breaking Bad was terrific.
Yes, it was.
It was terrific.
This is a very different ending.
It's a different show.
Two different shows.
I was going to say the style is so different. I thought the ending was proper for Better Call Saul.
Yes, I did too. I did too. And I thought, and this is not given, everybody knows that that Bryan Cranston came back for this and he shows up in the finale
like he was in the previous episodes.
Really, really
great
good.
Scene. Really,
I haven't seen great this, scene. Episode, this season. Great, thanks.
Great scene. No, he's already been in it.
I haven't seen this season at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the season, Beto's been out for like
I don't have AMC.
Right.
So
by the way, it was really well reported that Cranston was going to go back
in. I don't read the trades.
I think that you have to be on the Hollywood Reporter to know that
he's
showing
accounts.
Back up. Somebody should have taken a picture on Instagram and put it on
there. Yeah,
you would have had a chance to see it.
I put it in my story. Why didn't you see it?
Yeah, there you go. You
didn't have
a chance
variety
to do that. So we were talking earlier today. I'm curious where you guys come out on this. Slee, you set it up, the Walmart thing that they do. You have the details better than I do.
Do you guys see Legacy yesterday? Did you guys get a chance to watch it yet?
I did not watch any of it yet.
The Laker doc.
I watched Saul last night. Tonight is Legacy.
Okay,
is that where Tuco's at? Tuco Salamanca?
Yes.
I saw him
Tuco!
The other day. He played in the Jaime Jarrín golf tournament.
No way.
Last week.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, sorry.
So they released the first two episodes and commercial comes on.
Yeah.
Commercial comes on.
Okay.
And it's Walmart doing this like in-home service.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll bring their groceries to your house.
Yep.
They will not stop there. They will also go into your house.
No.
And they'll put the groceries away.
Get the hell out of here.
They'll put everything.
That's a parody. That ain't real.
Are you sure that's a real story?
No, that's Whole Foods. Is that Walmart?
Are you getting punked? Are you getting punked?
It was Walmart, and it kept coming up. And I was telling my girl, I'm like, is this real?
Nah.
I'm like, this can't be real.
Somebody messed with your Hulu, bro.
So they deliver the groceries.
Deliver the groceries.
Then they bring them into your house.
Put them in your fridge,
Mace. How do they even know where the hell everything goes?
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
That's the right question.
Let's get.
It's not a real career. Somebody's messing with you.
Let's just get this far. Somebody's coming into your house to bring your groceries in.
Right, right.
I don't use, I've talked about this, I don't really use delivery apps. I don't really use.
You
definitely
don't use Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime I use, but I don't use.
The food stuff.
The food stuff.
You
I'm
don't
not
use
using
like
Uber Eats,
Grubhub, Postmates, and all that stuff.
I'll just go get the food. I just don't use it.
See,
do you use
Pedro, I love the food delivery services. You don't know me at all.
I know you know the food. The food is good.
You don't know me at all.
I got to wait too long. I just might as well just go get the food. Anyways.
What's wrong? Then you got to drive.
Would you use that service that Walmart has? Bring in these groceries into your home.
Where are they going to put the donuts at?
Yeah, where are they putting the donuts? Do I have to give Walmart a key to my house so that they can...
Well, I think the ad was like a dad who was busy like running around the kids.
Oh, I see.
So he didn't have time to do it. BS. So here comes this very smiley Walmart. Hello, Mr. Johnson. It's nice to see you. Would you like your eggs on the top shelf?
Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't want strangers in my house.
Walmart in-home grocery delivery.
It's ridiculous.
In-home.
Honestly, it's gone too far. We can do some things. Like, we can occasionally go to a restaurant. We can go to a grocery store. We don't have to have everything delivered to our house. Do we?
Yeah, you do.
Beto,
I like going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
We'll get you out of the house.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
She's putting mustard in the refrigerator.
If she's delivering, then yeah, I'll let her in.
Well, I think that's probably more of an actor situation than it is an employee one.
Is that the delivery person?
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely.
Maybe that's you get to curate your delivery person.
That's what Beto's clicking on. He's looking for who the delivery is.
You
just get some photos here?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, not a chance.
No, not for me. Not for me.
No, you deliver everything, man. Let's go.
Although is there anything that you won't have delivered? Like, you want to make sure that you go get it yourself?
No. That takes away from watching Golf Channel. It takes away from
tournaments, golf playing golf, Golf Channel.
Yeah, Dodger games.
I mean, just golf all the time.
Because if you have to go to the store, you're around people.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
Why is that bad?
Because people
people. Aren't you going to the LAFC tonight?
Yeah, with you. I want to hang out with you.
Right, but a bunch of listeners are going to be there.
That's cool.
Spots
and
on the confined show.
See, a game is different because you know you're going. When you go to a store.
I can't help but notice that you said you're going with him and
Beto,
not
I mean,
us.
Yeah,
you're
not going.
Oh, you guys are going too?
Yeah,
Travis. Oh, we'll also,
I didn't
also
know you guys are going.
Why don't you listen?
Beto, Taylor.
At 105.
Emily, Jorge, Bergman.
Everybody.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to be excited now.
Yeah, it's going to be a party.
I don't fake it.
No, yeah, Jacob's there, right?
Jacob Ronnie's there. Yeah.
Like, so sweet. I've only met Jacob at your Christmas party.
Yeah, right.
It's the only time I've met him in person. I've talked to him on the phone a couple of times as well. Is he ready for me to pepper him with legal questions?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
because I am that
he's
guy who
his
will 100% take advantage.
Jacob on the law?
If I find out you're a financial planner, I got questions. If you're a doctor, I got questions. If you're a lawyer, I got questions. I am that guy.
Yeah.
Is he ready for me?
I'm sure he is ready
for
you.
So if Walmart delivery breaks my fridge, can I sue? Right?
Yeah.
Is that Jacob's question?
Oh, that's there a good question for Jacob. Yeah.
What's the liability on them when they come in and put my eggs away?
What is the liability of letting somebody into your house?
Have you ever tried to replace that thing?
No. Get another fridge.
It's impossible. I
Wait,
suck.
Replace what?
The light bulb in the refrigerator.
No.
No, never went out for me.
Beto's right. Might as well replace the entire refrigerator.
You got to remodel the whole kitchen.
Our refrigerator has not had a light bulb in it for five years.
Is that right?
Yes, it's impossible.
And you can't do it?
I've looked at YouTube
videos.
Are
you a handy guy?
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
Not even.
Hey, turn the living room light on.
I'm going to deliver a handyman who knows how to do it.
I got a guy.
You need a guy.
You wear a helmet cam or a helmet light.
Oh, my God.
Basically, like you're camping out there.
Nothing makes me feel less like a successful human being than when I get asked to fix something.
Hey, Trav, do you have a beer fridge?
I do.
In the garage?
I do.
It's all beer and meat, right?
It's not all beer. It's beer and wine and champagne and it's an alcohol fridge.
My
kind
of guy.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you not have that, Mace?
No, I don't. We don't have the second refrigerator.
Really?
Yeah, we've never had a second refrigerator like most people do.
Yes.
They've got a second for leftovers.
Yeah, that's where you put all the stickers
we
on,
don't
the
have
magnets,
that.
All that good stuff.
We don't that's have
that. Dude, you've been in my garage.
Stickers and magnets? Yeah.
You've been in my, because it is covered in stickers and magnets and Coors Lights and Modelo's.
It's all beat up. It's probably white and dingy, all beat up. It's perfect.
Okay, when I get home, I'm taking a picture and sending it to you.
My guy.
Does Susan, just come in and put food in there?
Okay. Yeah, Tupperware like there. There's the backup milk. No, there's the backup eggs.
No, I'm talking about going back to what we were saying earlier.
Where
it's all disorganized and she just comes in.
No, the beer's organized.
No, my fridge
we are organized in refrigerator.
No, my wife will come home from the grocery store and the lettuce is next to the milk, which is next to the ketchup, which is next to the – there's no rhyme or reason. There's not like all the liquids go up here, all the produce goes here, all the fruit. There's just chaos in my fridge.
Yeah, we've got the section that's got all the – we got the condiment section, right?
Sure.
It's the right way to do it.
Then you got the –
Jack in the Box, a McDonald's ketchup packet.
Correct.
Chick-fil-A.
Correct.
Everybody's got – speaking of, you got that drawer too. It's got chopsticks, soy sauce. Yeah.
It's the best.
That's it. And paper clips and pennies.
It's when they didn't give us ketchup. No, we got some at home.
We got old batteries in there.
Old Colt batteries. You need the batteries.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Old batteries next to the eggs.
You never know when you need a 9-volt battery.
You know what's weird? I didn't know. I watched the first, 10 minutes of the Rams preseason game.
Okay.
And then drifted away.
Yeah, I don't.
Did I miss anything? I mean, Bryce Perkins, I know, was really good. Did I miss anything else?
Bryce Perkins was better than – he's going to get a job in the NFL.
He
won himself a backup quarterback's job in that league. He was that good. Here's the thing that I thought was the most interesting. But other than Lance McCutcheon was great.
Yeah,
a couple
was
of
great.
He was good. He might make the team.
I like that one kid who kind of wiggled into the end zone. What's that, the running back
guy? Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot. I'm blanking on his
nice
name.
Beautiful spin move on the two stars.
Rose.
Yeah, Rose.
Yeah, He had a nice run there. The thing that I took away is this, and it had nothing to do with the game or the players or anything, but it was about Sean McVay. Guys that will be working in things that are not as professional football players here in a couple of weeks.
Right.
They will be either out of the NFL, they will be working regular guy jobs like us before too long. They don't line up wrong. They don't jump off sides.
Right.
They don't hold. They don't miss assignments. That it was in a preseason game, deep into the game. Guys that will never make an NFL team were executing flawlessly. They had two penalties, Mace. The Cowboys the same day had 17 penalties.
Yeah.
That's McVay.
Yeah, they execute well.
That's the whole thing. That's the reason that they are what they are. It's not just Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford. That's incredibly important. It's that they have this culture where you do it the right way or you don't last here.
Yeah.
That's the thing that jumped out at me.
You know, I was going to actually totally ask a different question because I noticed that Logan Bruss kid get thrown on his butt a couple of times. The offensive lineman we took really high in the draft. Yeah. Should we be worried?
He was their first pick.
Yeah. Should we be worried?
No. First of all, he's going to be a backup. It'll be, what's his name? Coleman Shelton will be the starter along the way. But no, it's preseason, man.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
I'm not going Friday.
You're not.
No, not going Friday. Gave my tickets away.
Did you have to pay somebody to take them?
No. My friend Sue Kalinske's never been to SoFi Stadium.
Okay.
So she gets to experience it for the first time, which is cool.
By the way, that's one of the few places you literally don't even have to go for the game.
Right.
Now, regular season, go for the game. It's going to be amazing. They have a lot of good matchups. But a preseason, is that not one of the best ways to go see SoFi?
It is,
just
but at the same time,
if you're not a football fan and you get a chance to actually see that stadium,
if you just want to see it, by the way, Friday night is a good night to go because tickets are really, really affordable. So if you want to go see Rams Texans for what it's worth, Rams and Texans, but if you want to see SoFi Stadium, it's cheap on Friday night.
It's not a bad way to do it. I just the preseasonness of it all. I would like to have something to look at. I wouldn't mind watching one guy that is actually going to play in the NFL be down there during the course of the game.
Coach that game on Saturday?
Aaron Donald was in. He was in a sleeveless T-shirt, which why not? I wouldn't own any sleeves.
Of course.
Sean McVay was calling the action. He was on TV for almost the entire third quarter. It was a surreal moment. They've broken the preseason. They really have.
And now everybody's doing it.
Well, of course.
It's a copycat league, and everybody's doing the exact same thing.
It's such a smart way to go about doing it.
Why wouldn't you?
The Jets quarterback got hurt.
Bubble wrap every one of your stars until the game's real.
Put it this way. You guys saw on Saturday, Patrick Mahomes is running around out there.
Yeah, you got snaps.
What does Andy Reid tell somebody if Patrick Mahomes gets hit? What do you say? How do you sell that to your fans?
Yeah. No, it's true.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
But I will say in the NBA, they play.
It's different.
I mean, you're not getting hit in the NBA.
But still, you can make an argument in preseason. You got 82 games coming up. You can make a little bit of that. I think a little bit of playing time is okay in the NBA. But the NFL one, he literally started the whole, no, I'm not going to play any of my key guys.
He didn't even play backup quarterback John Wolfe.
Yeah. No, I was surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Perkins
too.
Played the whole game. Perkins. So what are we going to do at the LAFC game tonight when we're not watching? You just have golf in the morning, don't you?
Tomorrow? Yeah, I'll find a tee time tomorrow.
Where are you playing?
Probably Long Beach somewhere.
All right.
I play the Long Beach courses, just walk in and get going. Yeah, you know.
Three to four. He might be one of the only ones streaming right now on Live.
Yeah. No, I ain't watching that. Yeah.
He's on YouTube. Yeah.
I can't
weekend.
Figure it out.
Tiger's going to go to try to break some arms to get guys to stay with him.
Rally the troops.
No, you're not going over there. We're going to stay over here.
Is the suite have alcohol?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol.
Well, food.
No, is there free alcohol?
No.
Are you sure? Card.
I'm pretty sure.
Mason's credit card knows no
You buying Mason?
Absolutely.
There might be.
Mason's always been the guy. Hey, come up to me. I'll give you $20. Mason,
I want to drink. Wait a minute. I swear I was there's there in Jacob's drink, box, and there was.
This could be. Is this Jacob's box?
Yeah, it's Jacob's suite.
Oh, hey, Mason, that could be. Then that could be different.
No, that's a different story.
That's a different dynamic.
I've never been to a suite at LAFC. Do they have the dessert card also?
They do not have a dessert card at the bank.
You're asking the right questions, Beto.
Yeah, no, that dessert card across the street is
Wayne
awesome.
Wayne Rooney and DC United, they're in town. Great. Let's talk about the dessert card.
Yeah, dessert card is
what are you going for first?
Topic.
Dave Denholm to see him first. Go big
there you
hello
go.
For Dave Denholm.
Yep.
And then afterwards, Mario Ruiz.
Sure.
And then...
dessert card. He's just going.
Are you going for the
card.
Little key lime pie? Are you going for the cookies?
Oh,
what are
no,
you going
that
for?
That carrot cake.
Well,
kills.
He said they don't have any
carrot cakes.
No, if at crypto, I would have the carrot cake. If
no, I red if velvet, I go red velvet.
Yeah, I'd go carrot cake.
The correct
what would you go
to
sleep
cheesecake
with
action.
Cheesecake,
carrot cake, carrot cake, and cheesecake.
Key lime is really good.
Key lime, a little tart and a little sweet.
Yeah. Old man style.
Yeah.
What old man?
No. See, by the way, Beto, I love key lime pie too. I'm just knocking it down one after the next. A lot of things I like.
Are we? What are we drinking?
You know, somebody
feels
maybe
like a beer environment.
Maybe Gregory will check with the powers that be and find out if there's booze involved tonight.
Yeah, no,
Stephen,
there
is.
Not, you can
wait a minute. Whoa. What's that, Bergman?
There is, Stephen.
There is.
Why are we Stephen today?
It's on his credit card, Stephen Lashansky.
I like to call Greg Gregory. And so when I do, he calls me Stephen.
Do you think they'll have what Draymond Green had at his wedding?
I don't think.
What do you have?
Just have just basically a whole tent just of blunts that they're just passing out. Guys rolling them around.
I've been to parties like that.
There's a LAFC supporter group that's like that.
Oh, yeah. No, we're at a recent party where they had a little tent. And
I had a great time.
There's a LAFC supporter group for your people.
Oh, is there?
Oh, I'll take you with them.
In the 3252?
In that area, yeah.
Really? Is it, a stoner group?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
You're all set.
You are my people.
You're going to have a jersey and a hat. And
Mason's
going to
show up
in
the 80th minute.
I believe it's LAFC 420, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
That would work for sure.
Yep.
Mason in Ireland is coming up next.
Tonight,
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. We'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
No.
I need a better out of you. That's like a half-ass No,
that
start
was.
The show
you
better.
Put your head away from the microphone.
Because I don't want to.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Get in there.
Reset. Hold on.
You're give me something.
Ah!
Nope. I don't feel welcome there.
Well,
all right, hold on.
You didn't growl at all.
It's not my. It's your bit, not
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, but it's our show, and you're
nope.
part of it.
Ireland doesn't do it.
Yes, he does.
No.
Every time.
No, no, I need more
every
from you. If I'm going to be here till 3, I need more from
Ramona
you.
Ramona growls, and every Kamenetsky, all no, four all Kamenetskys growl.
Yeah, I need more from you. That's not a welcome growl.
All right.
That's not a welcome growl.
So Dodgers won again, huh?
Look at you. You don't even acknowledge the growl.
I did the growl.
So what's wrong
I
with
did
you?
It
Why
three
are you
times.
In a bad mood today?
I'm not in a bad mood.
You didn't give me the rah!
Yeah,
see?
Okay.
That's what it was.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I like
can
that.
Can we have an honest conversation about moods? Greg, am I okay with this?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, Gregory told me today.
Steven,
told
just relax.
Me that he was in a bad mood this morning.
I was in a bad
yeah,
mood.
He told me too.
Did he strike you as being in a bad mood?
No.
What?
I wasn't
not,
a bad
not
mood.
Not me either. What was the bad mood about?
I don't know. Just one of those days. Just you never had one of those days? You never had one of those
Happy
days where
Tuesday.
You wake up and you're like, I'm
hashtag
in a...
Hashtag blessed.
Not hashtag blessed work. Today.
You're not. And how'd you pull out of the tailspin?
Jorge and I read puns and dad jokes.
Oh, nice.
We started laughing.
Seriously, we did.
And that was exactly how
like
we got
having
through.
Having Michael Thompson here.
Tell him one.
Let's hear one.
Oh, my wife and it I is actually, get on great.
It is, by the way, it's National Tell-A-Joke Day, so you're right on time.
Fits perfectly then. I actually drank Invisible Ink. I'm now in the hospital waiting to be seen.
There you go.
That's a good one. Next Monday, we start Diarrhea Awareness Week. Runs until Friday.
All right.
See? All there right. you go.
Yeah,
good mood all around.
That's all it took.
I like that, Gregory.
So are we watching the
Thanks,
Legacy?
Humberto.
Are we watching the Legacy show? Did
no.
you watch Legacy last night?
No, I haven't watched it.
Haven't watched
I will.
It?
I just I haven't gotten
Jorge?
To it.
Jorge?
No.
Bergman,
yep.
did you rush watch out?
I watched both episodes. Yeah.
I watched This Fool instead.
This Fool's
this fool.
Good.
This
yeah, Fool's yeah,
really
yeah.
good.
Is
I gotta watch that.
It's, who is in that?
On Hulu?
It's on Hulu, right.
Yeah.
I came across that.
Yeah.
So, and worth watching?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I got three more episodes.
I don't know if Mason will get it.
Why?
It's very Mexican-centric.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can relate to any of the characters that's going on.
Well, here's the beauty of life is you learn to relate to people no matter who they are.
I think some of this might be a little too...
Nah, watch it, and then I'll be surprised if you get one of those guys on your podcast.
Well, Michael Imperioli's in it.
Oh, I love Michael Imperioli.
Yeah, so he's the guy who's running...
he's a pastor or...
He's running the nonprofit for
Minister.
Reformed gang members.
Right.
And he's got all his own issues.
Imperioli's a great
he
actor.
He is. He's really good. He's good. He has good scenes.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
It's a funny show if you
this
know
fool.
Some of the dialogue.
This Fool.
Yes.
Okay. And nobody here watches Better Call Saul, right?
No.
I'm waiting. I got to binge it all.
Let me tell you. Really good. That's all I'm going to say
Fantastic.
About it.
Fantastic.
Really good.
Fantastic show. Great. I'm waiting to binge it.
So, Bergman, did you watch Legacy?
Yeah.
Give me your take on it.
So, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. I just thought that if I hadn't seen Winning Time, I might have liked it better. Because, I mean, I already knew all these things anyway, but
right.
I think Winning Time had this, like, this drama that was kind of built into it, this comedic aspect of
sure,
it.
Sure, everybody
was. It was a show.
Yeah,
it was a show.
It was a narrative show, right?
Right, but I just saw all this. So now seeing Legacy, I'm just kind of like, okay.
But don't
yeah,
we know all this already?
We do. We do know all this. But it's kind of like with...
if you're a Laker fan, you know all this.
It's kind of like the People versus O.J. Simpson versus the ESPN 30-30 doc, right?
Although, no, I don't know if it's that.
Well, I didn't watch...
The ESPN 30-for-30 doc on O.J. is... unbelievable, won the Academy Award. It's fantastic.
I'm sure it was, but
and
I saw
the People versus O.J. is really fun.
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the ESPN 30 for 30 doc because I watched People versus O.J. and I was like, I already saw this. I don't need to watch it again.
So you watched Legacy, Mace? You watched both episodes?
No.
Are you in it?
I'm going to watch it.
No,
yeah.
I said, are you in it?
I'm not in it. Are you in it?
No, I figured they would have some
Momo's
people...
in it.
Yeah, exactly. Like
yeah.
those kind of.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of person.
Oh, I would figure so. You're a big voice.
They used
in
to
LA.
Always ask me to come over and do those things where you sit and you talk about a lot of different highlights.
Oh,
at,
on
at
Spectrum
and stuff.
Yeah.
But
top 10 Lakers.
Bet those on those.
I'm on those all the time. I got like three different weight changes.
Do
on
you?
That one.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah. But no, this Legacy show, I saw the reviews and I read it and I'll get to it.
How are the reviews? I haven't read them.
It's through the prism of the family. So you hear the family talking. Like, I didn't know there was another sister. Jeannie has a sister.
Janie.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Janie runs, I think, the foundation.
Okay, so I didn't know.
Where are you going,
man? I've never seen her. So this is all through the voice of the family and the siblings. So it's interesting But then again, they're going to tell you what they went through, what they've gone.
Sure.
So it's interesting with that aspect. But from what I read, it's just them talking. And, you know, some of the right. players, where it's different from Winning Time, where Winning Time was actors.
Right.
It was over the top, some of the scenes. This is more of them talking and giving us a history where I'm also, like, didn't we have backstage Lakers do some of this thing before? Like, we've had some of this before because it's the sit-down perspective from them. And I've seen clips where Dr. Buss is talking. But it's clips we've seen before, so it's not like we're going to find out anything new.
Well, some of the stuff Momo was talking about yesterday, the Jim Buss stuff, sounds like it is new. Jim Buss talks for the first time about sort of the coup where Genie took over the organization.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that part of it sounds really, really interesting to me.
Now, how much do you think he's going to tell the truth about it, and like really go in depth with it all?
I don't know how much conflict there's going to be. I mean, it was a rough scene.
And then why even bring it up?
Well, because they're trying to be somewhat genuine about what I mean, that's an enormous chapter. Like, it goes through Magic quitting.
Okay.
As general manager. It goes through that at some point later in the
day. Don't we already know these stories?
We know it inside out. My God.
Are we too close to it? Because we're Laker Station, Laker fans.
Living
Laker
it reporter. Every day.
Like, maybe because we know all this. We grew up on this. We know it. Is it for us, or who's it for?
Yeah, who's it for is a good question, Bergman. You said earlier today you think maybe it's for people outside Los Angeles.
Yeah, I do think it's for people outside of Los Angeles because you're gonna hear from all of the Buss family, like Beto was saying, but it's also you're hearing from Magic and Kareem, and you're hearing from, you know, Jamal Wilkes and things like that. So I think other people maybe in like Kansas City that don't know the history as well might be more interested.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's for us.
I'd be curious to know if you're a Lakers fan. Have you checked it out?
With Winning Time, everyone's like, I can't wait. Let's jump on
Sunday
because
night.
It's first.
Yeah.
And it's also some of this seems like the Hollywood side of where you have it, but post production it's delayed for whatever reason.
The releases,
you know this better than I
sure.
do, of where it might be done 2 years ago, but it doesn't get released for a certain reason. So maybe some of that too.
So did Winning Time take the steam out of Legacy? Are you watching Legacy? What do you think of it? If you're a Lakers fan, is it new? Is there new material there? Are you happy with it? 877-710-ESPN. I always take calls. 877-710-ESPN. It's a new thing. Bergman, he allows us to take calls?
Depends on the day. Depends on the topic.
Yeah.
Depends on the
subject. Okay, this is a good topic.
Yeah, it's a good topic.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Everybody's talking about it. 877-710-ESPN. Coming up next for you, I've got updates on Clayton Kershaw and Blake Treinen. If you're a Dodgers fan, Clayton Kershaw and Blake Treinen. Plus, see if you can talk me out of my first pick in my fantasy football draft, Beto. We'll do that
kicker
coming up next. In the meantime, let me tell you about the ESPN bundle. Stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus today. Tons of college sports, PGA coverage, more. Get unrivaled UFC access, including UFC 278 on Saturday, where Kamaru Usman puts his 19-fight streak and his welterweight title on the line against Leon Edwards. New and current subscribers get $20 off the pay-per-view price for UFC 278. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today. Stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, no Live Imaging Tuesday today. What's going on with Live Imaging Tuesday? Morales has been quiet this summer.
Really?
Yeah, he's been quiet.
Do you listen to the station?
Yeah, I know.
This guy's on all the time.
Kind of quiet.
He has his own show.
By his standards.
Oh, okay. By his standards,
very quiet. He's like you, out golfing.
No, he's actually working.
You think so?
Yeah.
Every time I go on Instagram and I see Chris Morales, it's always him, some guy, a cigar at Black Gold golf course.
Saturdays.
Yeah, that's basically
that's
what he
does. That's his Saturday.
Yeah, that's his Saturday.
Yeah, it's fun, too.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've got nothing you should against go. It. I would like you've gone, right?
Yeah, I've gone.
I've gone. Chris is fun to golf with,
right? Yes.
I'd love to go hack away. I just don't have a credible enough swing to hack away.
Doesn't matter. Don't keep score. Just go.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm always worried about the people behind
Forget
me.
Them.
And them getting
you paid
pissed
your
off
money.
And
they can get pissed off all they want. They got to wait. All Forget right. them.
I'll go out hacking.
Yeah,
I'll
go
out
hacking. Go.
All right, I'm
I don't
in.
Keep score. Just take a couple cigars, a couple beers.
Okay.
And just hang out.
Okay. I'm good.
Forget
I'm
everybody good. Else. You worry about you, Mace.
I'm going to. All right. Hey, we're doing Lie of the Day today. And if you're like my league, you're always looking for a place to do a draft. And Hollywood Park Casino is a great place for it, and you can do it with Shidano and Cappy Friday, August the 26th. Win a table in our fantasy football draft party with you and seven of your friends. Everybody's got to be 21 or older. Shidano and Cap broadcasting live there from 4 to 7 on that day, August the 26th. Hollywood Park Casino, eat, drink, and draft. At some point today, I'm going to tell a lie, Beto. See if you can figure it out.
Okay.
Because I'm really good at it. Lying, one of my gifts. I don't know if that's a good thing to even say.
Yes, it is.
Lying is one of my gifts.
Fantastic.
It's actually a really good gift to have.
You think so?
Yeah. Especially when you're good at it.
Let's, okay, we're talking about legacy a little bit. Let's go to Brian in Oxnard. Brian, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to say I haven't seen the show. I'm going to be watching it today.
Yes.
Super stoked. So what I want is, I'm a, as we all are, passionate Laker fan. I refuse to watch a Showtime show based off the fact that, one, it's not accurate, it's not real. They're making my boy Jerry look like a major on there from what I'm hearing. So it's like, why am I?
Oops. Oops.
Can't do that.
So refusing to watch. Now, I
but
would
then,
imagine.
No, that Winning Time was good.
Winning Time was excellent.
And it was mostly off of the book.
Yep.
It was mostly honest and true. It was sensationalized, some of the acting.
It was a version of the truth,
again,
right?
But it wasn't, obviously, it's not going to be 100%. But then again, is it going to be 100% when you're the one telling the story too? Like in Legacy, you're saying your truth.
Yeah. Saying your truth.
Yeah.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. Yeah. And we never hardly get the truth. We're big in Oxnard today. Mario, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, I worked on the show.
Nice. What'd you do?
Yeah. I was
Turn the radio down, man. Turn the radio down.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I was a prop maker, and it was cool, you know, whether if it was real or not.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, so you worked on Winning Time.
Yes.
Have you watched Legacy at all?
I have not.
Will you watch it, or are you sticking with the version of facts that Winning Time lays out?
No, I will watch it. I just haven't had time.
Was it cool working on that show?
It was awesome. It was a dream come true. Yeah, I seen the actors and everything. I even seen Jerry West on the set one time.
Wait a minute. You saw the real Jerry West on the set?
The real Jerry West. A lot of people don't know that.
Wow. What was he doing?
I don't know. They were filming that day, and we didn't have access inside the set, but he was there.
So Jerry West visited the set.
Must
That's
have been super early then.
Thank you, Mario. Yeah,
remember Gary Vee, the Laker trainer, was in,
walked out.
Was in the second episode, and then after that was done.
Said I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get one more, and let's go to Stan.
You can't see the screen either,
can't
right?
Can't see the screen.
Me too.
It's Stan on line 4. You're on 710. What's up, man? Oh, hang
on. Let's play some golf soon.
There you are. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, Beto, let's go play some golf soon.
You probably keep score or something. You're probably
good.
Yeah,
no.
Nope.
My take on Legacy was I thought it was kind of like a toned-down, muted version of Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then there were some interesting parts, but they kind of didn't bring in some parts about, like, you know, Magic demanding a trade and Jack McKinnon, they didn't, you know, talk about that too much.
They didn't talk about the Jack McKinney thing?
No, they didn't. And they
so what was it? So you watched episode, like, what's the biggest takeaway you had from episode one or from what you've watched?
My big takeaway was that, like, for all the criticism that Showtime got, Legacy, I mean, it was pretty much the same thing. It was just kind of a, undramatic version of it.
Did you learn anything new?
I would say, like, for me, being a Laker fan, I didn't know all the little nuances, but the Magic thing, Magic demanding a trade to get West Head out of there,
yep.
That was kind of something new. But otherwise, you know, I thought Showtime was probably more entertaining.
Okay,
overall.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, a lot of people are going to feel, you know what, there's a difference between a great big TV show and a documentary.
Yeah, obviously different.
And I think what Showtime did was fascinating in that they brought these characters to life almost to the point where when I think of Jerry Buss, now I still have Jerry Buss's face in my head, but I've also got John C. Reilly mm-hmm. as Jerry Buss in my head. Those people have sort of morphed into uh-huh. one
they become that guy.
Thing. They become that guy, exactly.
John C. Reilly's so good.
He was so
in
good
everything
in that show.
He does.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. So I'm gonna
I gotta ask this question.
Yeah.
Why the Seinfeld mess?
Means we're changing subjects.
But where did that come from?
From their show. That's when they transitioned from one scene to another one. So we're transitioning.
Like if you're watching Seinfeld and they go from one scene to the next and all of a sudden they jump into another scene.
Yeah, I'm a big Seinfeld guy. I watch it every night.
Okay, so that's what that is.
I just need to know why you.
Yeah, it means we're changing subjects.
Okay, cool.
So I wanted to
learn something new every day.
Ask all you guys something. So I'm at the Del Mar racetrack on Friday.
Okay.
And Cappy picked up the tab.
Told you he would.
For my pretzel puffs and my two Diet Cokes and my two Red Bulls. Okay. So he paid, thank you very much to Cappy.
$385.
Set us up at a really cool table. So they bring out the check at the end. And we laid out exactly what the tip was going to be. My question is, okay, so there's a total, there's a tip. Why do we have to do the math on the third line? Like, why are they requiring us to do math to add the tip to the total? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so if it's $20 and you leave 10, you write 30.
And you'd leave
this is
10
the,
bucks.
Just move on. What's next?
Like, you mean it's normal?
Dude, you're adding, like, $2 to $12, $14. It's easy math,
but sometimes it's like $15.37 and you're leaving, like, a $6 tip. Right, and
because sometimes people don't know how to...
So you're saying you don't want to do the math.
Right. In other countries,
because you're scribbling
way,
is so
in
bad.
In other countries, they don't do this. You just write the tip and
they
walk away.
They don't tip.
They don't tip.
No. Lots of other countries tip, and you just write it down. You write down the tip, that's it. You don't have to do the math.
Oh, Jorge. It's very difficult to go 15.37 plus 2 to 17.37.
Come on,
because sometimes people might leave 5, and then they've rounded up, and they don't leave the right number, you know?
Correct.
That's why, Mace.
I'm bad at math. Nobody told me there would be math with my dinner.
You mean as an adult?
As a grown-up, exactly.
Yeah, you've never been around that. You just turned 21 here, guy.
Okay. Let me...
Riley's 10. She can do this. She can add...
But you're following your own scribbles, and you're trying to figure out what you wrote and what the total is, all that stuff. I hate it. In other countries, they don't do it.
Well, a lot of countries don't tip.
I'm glad you waited until Tuesday to let me involve myself with this. Could have done it yesterday with Ramona. She would have given you a whole lecture on it.
So, our
this is fun watching Mason's wheel spin.
Yeah.
I don't know how John's been doing it for all these years.
Yeah. Now, did you look at the sheet that we're using to follow the show along?
What do you mean?
Yeah, the Google Doc that we use, the shared Google Doc. Where
really?
You haven't seen any of it. Oh, it's crazy. The stuff that's coming up is crazy. Is crazy.
Is that what you emailed me, Greg?
No, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Yeah, so...
It's okay. Briones@gmail.com is like...
Nah, not even like that, man.
It's not even his email address. So, John and I are in the same fantasy football league.
The rich guy.
Sure, the Hollywood Football League. Mm-hmm. It's like Spielberg and Katz, all those guys.
Yeah, you and Leo hang out.
Leo, everybody. I finished last.
Every year.
2 straight and 3 of 4.
Because you stopped caring.
That's so untrue, Benno.
You're that bad?
I am the only guy making transactions in week 15.
And you're still losing?
Yes.
No, it's usually the guy who stopped caring after
no,
week 12.
No, I'm the transaction king. I shuffle things every single week and try to stream
and
guys
you're
in
still
and all
in
that
last?
Stuff. Still in last. So here's my
that's
question.
That's bad.
I have the first pick in this year's draft.
Because you were last?
Yes. Now, the last 2 years, I have drafted Christian McCaffrey with the number 1 pick. It has been a disaster. I think he played a combined 13 games in the two seasons. This year, I am going to take, and maybe you can say I'm a homer, you can say whatever.
Aaron Donald.
I'm taking Cooper Kupp with the first pick in my fantasy football draft. Is that the rap?
Coming off a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Every
Triple Crown.
The schedule's harder.
Well, the schedule's tough, sure.
More ways to stop him now because people key on him.
I got to believe they were keying on him last year.
Yeah, but
you don't think they were keying on Cooper Kupp
last year?
They were,
but I mean, now you're really going to go everybody. You cannot let Cooper Kupp do anything. He's not going to put the numbers that he did last year for you.
I think he's going to be in the ballpark. I think he can do 1,500 yards receiving, 15 touchdowns. That sounds about right to me. That's a number one pick. Who would you take number one?
I just don't like taking anybody that's coming off a Super Bowl.
Why?
Because you have a Super Bowl hangover.
You believe in that?
Yes, I really do. Because once you've had that kind of success, not to say the Cooper Kupp won't.
Right.
But as a team in general, trying to figure out when you're going to get the wheels going.
Right.
You know, and Matthew Stafford, you like him that much?
I do.
Yep. After a Super Bowl, after he's proven.
Almost 5,000 yards passing, yeah.
How much did he have to prove last year?
He had to prove everything last year.
And now?
Less to prove.
Rest on the laurels a little bit?
Yeah. No, you can. You can. The elbow thing is a concern. All that
so
kind of stuff.
And if Stafford does the
John
elbow.
John Wolford.
And Wolford's going to be the guy getting into Cooper Kupp?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
You're picking with your heart. You're picking with your season tickets.
You think so? Bergman, do you think I'm picking with my heart and my season tickets?
I do think you are. I think the number one pick is probably going to be in most leagues, Jonathan Taylor from Indianapolis.
Running back.
And running back is usually the right way to go early, especially when you're in the number one pick, because you're not going to get one until way later.
Right, right. No, it's true. But you're also not going to get a premier wide receiver with your.
There's plenty of premium wide receivers out there.
Number one pick? That's a lot. Because you screw that. I mean, you're going to be in last place anyways. Go for it. Hey, you know what?
I won't be.
You're going to be in last place, and you're going to root with your heart. You just want to root for Cooper Kupp every week.
I do.
What it is.
That's 100% true.
That's
100% true. I do. But he's also great. What is he? You got to acknowledge his greatness.
He is. I just have so many concerns off a Super Bowl winning team the year after.
Right.
And you have a quarterback with elbow issues, and you get complacent.
Yeah. So here's my new strategy. I told Ireland about this. So
what's that? Windows?
That's the start of a computer. Yeah, okay. It's a reboot. So what I'm doing now in fantasy, Beto, it's almost as though you've never listened to the show.
Kind of.
almost.
When is Fast Track coming? Fast Track.
So
I got the scoop coming up next.
I started for fantasy basketball this year.
You do fantasy basketball too?
Drafted sober.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Won the league. With Trudell and Brian Kamenetsky.
You beat the Trudell League?
And
whoa.
Kevin Ding and Mark Heisler.
Those
all
guys
these
are super nerdy about it.
Super sharp.
Like, not even fun.
Yeah, no.
And you won?
I won.
Attaboy. Yeah,
because I drafted sober.
Attaboy.
Baseball, I'm a solid second. Because I drafted sober.
Are you actually in second in the baseball league?
Yeah.
Wow, late in the season?
Kaplan's also in the league, and Kaplan quit after the first
game. No, I'll tell you what. Credit to Kaplan. He hasn't quit.
His kid is running the team.
They're in last place, but he's following all the rules, and he's replacing guys and all that
so
stuff.
So basketball, you went sober, and you went smart.
Yes, right? Correct.
Baseball, smart.
Yes.
Right? Because that's your wheelhouse right there.
Yes, you know right there. Bam.
You know all the war and all that other
yes.
stuff. So why would you go football with your heart? Everybody's telling you get running back. Everything tells you running back.
Okay, here's
for the number one pick.
Actually, let's circle back around to this. Plus, I want to get to some Fernando Tatis stuff. A bunch of people have talked about Fernando Tatis in the last 24 hours. We'll get to that coming up for you. And we will spin the wheel of questions next. Mason in Ireland. Beto is in for John, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. And okay. All right. Beto Duran, by the way, in for John today, if you're just tuning in.
Having fun.
Wheel of questions. The question is this. Okay.
Well, if it landed, why
should I do a heavier one or should I do a lighter one?
Just a light one.
Spin it one more time.
Big money, big money, big money, big money, big money.
It was going to be on death.
There it is. Yeah, we're off to death. If you could make a weird thing socially acceptable, what would that thing be?
A weird thing socially acceptable?
Make it socially acceptable. What would that thing be? So for me, it's really easy.
Yeah, I know.
Eating in bed.
Look at you, Jorge.
Yeah. Eating in bed, man. I'm telling you, that's my I ate dinner there last night. Ate dinner in bed last night. I don't know why it's not socially acceptable.
Because it's weird.
It's you know what?
It's not comfortable. It's there should be boundaries. You know what? You do
it's
you.
Dirty. It's very comfortable. Do that. It's not dirty. It's not any of those things.
You don't get what's that sign, saying about a hot woman? Oh, I would have kicked her out of bed if she dropped crumbs or something like that.
Yeah, that expression.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you just made that one up there, buddy.
No. You know what I'm talking about.
Crumbs and
you don't kick out a hot girl for eating in bed. Whatever. Anyways.
Yeah.
You don't eat in bed.
Okay. No, sorry, I do.
Don't
I
you
eat
leave
every
crumbs?
Meal in bed. I don't leave crumbs. I'm very neat.
He's the only one in human history to not leave crumbs after eating in bed.
I don't leave crumbs when eating in bed.
He eats steaks in bed.
Yeah, I ate a porterhouse in bed.
Like, you know, I still don't believe it.
Yeah, it's 100% true.
What 100% would be socially
true.
Awkward that I wanted to
socially,
be acceptable?
You want to make it socially acceptable, something weird. Do you have anything in mind, Jorge?
No, I'm thinking.
Bergman?
So the thing I have is probably the most cappy thing I've ever said in my life.
Love boat.
Picking your nose.
Why do you want that to be socially acceptable?
Because there's sometimes when there's something that's stuck in there and you can't get it out by blowing your nose and you got to get in there. And it's, unfortunately, it's not socially acceptable. So you have to like go into a bathroom or go somewhere
what are you,
else.
Like digging in there up to
well,
a
sometimes
knuckle?
It gets
What's
stuck.
Going on?
You never have that happen to you?
No.
Is this not the most
still,
cappy
that's
thing?
That's still gross, man.
This is the most cappy thing I've ever said, though, right? So, but yeah, I mean, like, there's certain times where you just can't get it out, and you kind of got to get
like
it
Seinfeld
out.
Like Seinfeld said, oh, it was scratchy. It was an itch.
It was an itch.
I feel bad for baseball players because they always get busted picking their nose, right?
I know.
They're
we
in the
one,
dugout.
We had one just last week.
Yeah, they're in the dugout, and you don't know where the cameras are at. They're super far away.
Oh, yeah. You have and then no
the,
idea.
And then the directors purposely zoom in and they get them and they could easily just all right pan out no they leave just long enough then they go viral but the phrase is I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers it's a woman who meets an attractiveness threshold above which you would easily forgive minor transgressions.
Excellent.
All right, this is the most cappy thing I'm gonna say.
Oh, okay, everybody's saying cappy.
Yeah,
go ahead.
farting in public.
That is acceptable, isn't everybody doing it?
It is not acceptable.
Really?
No.
You guys can do it. I can't smell it anyway. Go ahead.
I'm not in favor of farting in public.
No. Not in favor of you eating your bed. Yeah.
But it's not socially acceptable, and it's Jorge's thing, so it is now socially acceptable.
Is that your thing, Jorge?
No, it's not my thing. It's just,
thing.
Just something to say. Adding content.
If you want to have a cappy thing, too, better.
Jorge's just creating content.
You know what? Let me get one. Just to have
taking
a cappy
food
moment.
Off someone else's plate?
That's just being a thief.
Yeah, that's what I heard Cappy did that, yeah.
To go along the cappy motion, this is something
everybody.
I want.
This is the happiest question ever.
If I'm a cappy, you know, burping in public, that to be a cappy thing.
Burping.
Because sometimes you gotta burp.
I burp in this room every day, and Jorge gets so mad. He's like, can you stop doing that?
Yeah. So, well, that's rude in the confined
studio. I apologize.
Juan gets hiccups like crazy.
Well, you can't
and
control
And he doesn't
hiccups.
Know how to get
but
rid
hiccups
of it.
You can't control. Burping,
no, you can belch. The way you get rid of hiccups is you burp.
Hey, how about this one? When you're having dinner, six of you guys there, somebody blows their nose in the table. Is that acceptable or no?
No.
That's just gross.
Walk away from the friggin' table.
What kind of people you hang out with?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I know people that come and blow their nose behind me sometimes.
Behind you? Like they walk up behind you and blow their nose?
What goes on in that studio? Yeah,
I don't do that. Don't point at me.
You
I don't
do
that.
What's going on in that
I pick my nose back here.
All right, there is your wheel of questions.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks,
could have been better.
What was the soft one?
Oh, the hard one?
Yeah.
The hard one was, if you died tomorrow, what would your biggest regret be?
Oh, that was a good question.
That's an Ireland question.
It is. But,
hey, man.
But I think it's going to be on the wheel for tomorrow. It could come up.
It just might randomly show up.
My biggest
regret that I didn't take radio serious.
And still aren't. All right.
Nope. Don't pay enough.
So Fernando Tatis has been in the news because Friday he tested positive, or they announced he tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. And is lost for 80 games, which will mean the rest of this season, nothing in the playoffs, and the beginning of next season. This is after he got injured on a motorcycle during the off season and hasn't been able to play all year long. So a lot of different people have sort of sounded off on this now. A-Rod, who's got experience in this area.
I didn't hear the A-Rod stuff.
Here is what A-Rod said on the Talkin' Baseball podcast.
Yeah, look, I have no regrets, no excuses for my behavior. It is on me. And look, we'll talk about the Tatis thing later. I wish that a lot of these young players who I admire so much learned from my stupidity and my debacle. And it almost brings me to tears to see a kid like Tatis, who's 23 years old, that for the rest of his career, he's just going to play it out. There's probably no Hall of Fame. I'm not going to go to the Hall of Fame probably because of my own mistake. And that's heartbreaking for me. It's heartbreaking to explain that to my daughters, but that's on me. So I get to be now hopefully a better friend, a better business person, more importantly, a better father.
So I like that A-Rod kind of owns all the
credit. Very.
Yeah. He's very honest about it. Here's my question. What comes out of that for me is this. Let's say Fernando Tatis goes on to hit 500 home runs in his career. He's an unbelievably talented kid. Breaks records, Padres all-time leader in home runs, all that kind of stuff. Do you think that no matter what, he doesn't get into the Hall of Fame because of this PED suspension?
You know how writers are.
Yeah.
They're very, very stubborn about things, and they have this higher moral ground about what the Hall of Fame should be. This is what the writers... Now that you're going to have the questions of, okay, Tatis was this good this early. Well, was this the only time that he took it?
Right.
How many times did he take it? In the minor leagues, he wasn't exactly lighting things up when he first signed.
Sure.
All of a sudden, the switch comes on. You know, what was he doing to get to the major league level? What was he doing to get to that big contract?
Right.
So that's always going to be in the back of their mind, and you're always going to be known as the cheater. A-Rod even said it himself. So if a guy like A-Rod can't get in with the numbers that he put up, why would Tatis do it?
So no matter what Tatis does for the rest of his career, he will not be a Hall of Famer.
No.
Bergman, do you agree with that?
I am very much in agreement with that, yes.
Is that right?
No.
Unless it gets legalized,
here's the thing. I don't think it's right.
It's not right.
It's not.
But you asked me, is he going to get in? The question is, who gets him in? It's the sports writers. It's not the broadcasters. It's not the radio guys.
Now, the one thing I'll say is,
writers.
The voting block is getting younger. The voters are getting younger, and they care less about this stuff.
I wouldn't necessarily care less.
Bonds came close. Clemens came close.
Because this is over the years, right? If Bonds and Clemens had done the A-Rod route of, hey, mea culpa, I'm owning it. You don't think A-Rod's doing this on purpose?
Well, I don't think A-Rod's getting into the Hall of Fame.
You don't think A-Rod sees that Bonds is getting closer, Clemens are getting closer, and they're not talking. And they don't own anything. They never admit anything.
Oh, interesting.
A-Rod is doing the, hey, guys, look, I was stupid. I made mistakes.
I'm going to be a role model. I want to talk to younger players about the mistakes I made.
This isn't A-Rod just being, oh, I made a mistake. This is A-Rod. Everything about A-Rod is calculated.
Strategic.
Everything with him is 100% calculated.
Wow.
This is, okay, when the Veterans Committee comes out, maybe then, hey, A-Rod's been an ambassador for baseball. He's been a broadcaster now. He's done this. He's done that. He's owned teams. This was a young indiscretion when he was in his 30s. Now he's in his 50s and 60s. Maybe we can vote him in.
But is it fair to hold a 23-year-old to that level? In other words, he really is a kid. Don't you get forgiven for what you do when you're young?
Mace, the day you sign that pro contract, you're not a kid. The day somebody gives you millions of dollars, you're not a kid. You are young age, right?
Right.
But you know better. He is the son of a former major leaguer. He isn't a kid that came out of nowhere. Fernando Valenzuela, back in the 70s, Mike Breedle found him in Navajoa and was like, okay, where's this kid coming from? We didn't know anything about him. Now in this day and age, we know what 6, 7, 8-year-olds are doing.
Right.
Especially major league. We knew about Vlad Guerrero Jr. when he was born.
Sure.
We knew that he was taking BP with his dad at Angel Stadium. We saw this kid grow up. They know better. And now, especially in the Dominican Republic and the Latino countries, they're told these are the drugs that are in your country that are prominent. A lot of your countrymen are getting busted for this. You know what you should or shouldn't be doing. You know that it might be in the food. Don't do this.
So like
you
in the baseball better. Academies and
Absolutely.
Stuff, they're being taught.
They're taught.
Yeah.
They are told, look, we look for this in your country because the Dominicans, you sign when you're 16 years old. It's a different attitude. And a lot of guys who are the Busconas who are down there, are shooting these young players with steroids to make them bigger because they don't want to sign an 18-year-old.
Right.
Because in the Dominican, 18 is old. 16 is the hot thing, right?
Right.
That's where you want to sign. Low money, bigger upside, bigger promise. Remember, Adrian Beltre, we didn't know how old he was until he got to the Dodgers. That's
true.
So these kids are being told, this is what you can do. What shortcuts? Well, this guy did it. I did that. You know what you should and shouldn't be doing. You know what's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. All right. 877-710-ESPN. I've got actually other stuff on Tatis, which
Tatis
is really, really
good.
Tatis
stuff is interesting because his dad has been talking much.
Did you see what David Ortiz said?
I got something for you.
Okay, good. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mesa in Ireland. Beto's in for John, 710 ESPN.